of you can ID me. I'm a year in the late 20th century. Bill Clinton was the U.S. president, and John Paul II was the Pope. There's no World Series due to a strike in Major League Baseball, but Dallas won the Super Bowl, and Arkansas won the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship. I'm 1994, also the year that Friends debuted on TV.
Of course, it's hard to imagine what your life will be like 20 years from now. But the teams you're now following, the shows you're watching, maybe even a news story you've seen, will all be part of your history in 2034. What would you tell your future self in a letter? A teacher in Canada is making sure his students get a look back at themselves from themselves.
Last week, a trip to the mailbox was a trip back in time for Scott Fulton, back to 1994 when he wrote a letter to his future self.
November 30th, 1994. Dear Scott, myself. Hey, how are you? I'm fine. Do you remember why you're getting this letter?
It was an assignment from his grade 9 English teacher, Bruce Ferrer.
Here's one I wasn't allowed to read, confidential.
He started it back in 1961. The assignment, write a 10-page letter to your future self.
The motivation to write it, look at where you're going and decide, okay, what is it I want to do with myself? And so they would write about where they wanted to end up.
Then, 20 years later, Ferrer tracks down his former students. Over the years, he's mailed out more than 1,000 letters. Fulton is humbled by Mr. Ferrer's dedication and the expectations of his 14-year-old self.
So anyways, are you married? To whom? I've always wondered if I would get married to someone that I already know or someone I'll meet later on in life. Not married. So I'm assuming you have some children right now. Nope.
Did you find anything really surprising in your letter that you...
On this day, teacher and student reunite. And even though Fulton didn't imagine it, he's now a teacher too. And he just gave this same assignment to his students.
Yeah, I have no regrets on my life so far from my vantage point. And if I was to, you know, talk to my 14-year-old self, I think we'd high-five one another.
Gwen Searle, I remember her.
As for Mr. Ferrer, he's been retired for 12 years, but he's still fulfilling his promise. And that's not an easy assignment.
Yes. 2026.
That's when he'll mail his last letter.